Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talk 830-WCCO. The coronavirus, COVID-19, it's impacted all of us. It's actually thrown us all for a loop, altered our day-to-day lives, today and probably for years to come. Many people out there have lost jobs, companies have been shut down, sports leagues aren't actively playing games in the present. There's so much going on in the hopes that we all remain safe and healthy. But with that, you think about the memories and the history that's being created right now. And I wanted to chat with a college student that's being impacted by COVID-19 and get their perspective on everything and how they're impacted by it. And joining us now is Tucker Tool. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Tucto on Twitter. I'll spell that out for you, T-U-C-H-O-T-O. He is a graduating senior at Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia, originally from Chicago. He's a native of Chicago, Illinois, but now currently lives in Houston, Texas. And he's an English major. He's in journalism. He does a phenomenal job. I've seen some of his work, and he is all over the place. He's been selected as a 2019 Roden Fellow with ESPN The Undefeated, has done a bunch of stuff with ESPN on different platforms, the app and ESPN.com, and he's got a lot of good things going on for himself, NBA TV. So he's going to join us right now here, courtesy of the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Hey, Tucker, how you been, man?
Hey, Henry, how you doing? Thank you so much for inviting me on the show today.
Man, it's a pleasure to have you on because, you know, as I've been thinking about this over the course of the last 3 weeks, right, you know, literally, you know, sitting at Target Center and watching the T-Wolves play and doing a post-game show and then my show, and then all of a sudden, abruptly, you see things get shut down after Rudy Gobert, tests positive for the coronavirus. And then when the NBA shuts it down, then you got the NCAA tournament, then the NHL, and then Major League Baseball gets everything pushed back. So I think that Adam Silver did everybody a favor in terms of shutting down the NBA, and it's impacted all of us, like the way that we go about living our lives. But I started thinking, I was like, well, forget about just how it's impacted me, but I'm trying to think of like the high school kids that are graduating from high school, looking to go to college, how it's impacting them. And you as a college student and a graduating senior at Morehouse, I guess kind of let's go back weeks ago and kind of walk me through the initial, like when you saw that things in our country were starting to shut down and where you were at and how things were going for you as a graduating senior at Morehouse.
Well, just to start, the coronavirus really didn't catch my eye as a serious virus, similar to a lot of people. You know, and I saw it in the news and just, you know, thought that I didn't take it serious, but I didn't really pay too much attention to it. And around spring break is when things started to get serious. About the second week of March was Morehouse's spring break, and I decided to go home to, you know, check on my mom in Houston and, you know, just to see how she was doing. Thank God I did not go to Miami or Puerto Rico or some of the other places, because I hear a lot of folks have been getting sick who were partying during spring break. But I went back home to see my mom, and about towards the end of the week when I was gearing back up to go back to Morehouse, the college sent a note saying that spring break was going to be extended extended another week due to Corona. And right there, I was taken back and figured this had to be serious. And we saw many other schools begin to cancel classes and move to online. So currently, I've been taking online classes. And not only was I affected from a school standpoint, but like you mentioned, I'm a freelance editor at NBA TV. And immediately after Adam Silver canceled the league, they let us know that that there'd be no more work. So besides just school, this has impacted me on all aspects.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question about it. I got colleagues here in the business at Fox Sports North and the different stations here that do a lot of freelance work. And, you know, if there's no games, man, you know, that check ain't going to be there, right? I mean,
right.
Everybody's kind of, you know, trying to figure out how they're going to deal with this whole thing economically, because when you start talking about unemployment rates and all the job losses, this is a very, very serious situation with a lot of different consequences. But even beyond that, right, beyond like the freelance stuff and all the great media work that you do, let's get to the educational part of like literally graduating. Like, I walked the stage, you know what I'm saying? I graduated from Morehouse. That was one of the best days of my life. Talk about how that's kind of hitting you, knowing that ceremony is not going to be there for you this summer.
Oh yeah, that one hurt, you know, knowing, and you just as you mentioned, you know, graduating from Morehouse College is a very high honor. And we all, and for those who don't know, Morehouse does not normally hold a fall or winter graduation. If you're going to graduate from Morehouse, you either graduate in May and walk the stage in May, or you graduate and you don't really walk. So I was very much looking forward to walking in May. And now, because of the whole pandemic, the graduation has been moved to December. And it's kind of historical because there's never been a winter graduation at the college. So just from that standpoint, it's been kind of hard to just sit back and think about that. But I do know I'm still trying to stay optimistic about it. I'm still more than happy with the experience that I had at school. But it is, you know, sort of troubling to think that I won't be able to walk that stage in May.
Yeah, I know it's got to be frustrating, but nonetheless, you got to do what you got to do to remain safe, and you know that you're going to be graduating nonetheless. We're talking to Tucker Tool here. He's joining us here, Lake Night News Talk, A3O WCCO, a graduating senior at Morehouse College. I'm going to ask you a question. You probably don't even know the answer to it, but maybe you know somebody or have talked to somebody maybe back in Atlanta about this, but I wonder how things are kind of operating for, like, for instance, you guys went on spring break, right? And then you said it got extended, and then it became the online stuff. I wonder how things are on campus-wise in terms of, like, if you left and then you got freshmen that are in dorms. I remember I stayed in Graves Hall and stuff like that. I wonder if it's just kind of I wonder what that situation is like for people leaving their stuff in the dorms over a certain period of time and not knowing.
That's a great question. I, as a senior, I lived off of campus, but I do have a younger brother, Tate Tool, who's a freshman at Morehouse this past year. And when the whole pandemic started to come out and Morehouse started to make decisions, they gave the students who were still on campus about a week or so, you know, to make plans with their families to try to get out of the dorms for safety reasons. And my mother and my younger brother had to fly back to Atlanta to get his things and his belongings out of the dorm. So that is something that a lot of students face. But aside from my brother, there are students who live on campus, you know, that look forward to coming to campus during the school year because of the things that the college has to offer in terms of resources. Especially when it comes to academics, you know, we have the Douglas Resource Lab where a lot of students go in who might not have computers or might not have access to Wi-Fi. So this has affected the student body on all levels.
Man, it's amazing that we're living through this. And like I said before, to start off the segment, like we're all dealing with it differently. You know, I'm your elder, and I'm sitting at home doing a radio show and talking to you from the crib, and you're down in Houston, and you're still, you know, trying to get to that graduation point. You're doing the online stuff. How is all of that going? Is that going pretty smoothly in terms of like the distance learning?
Well, it has been different because Morehouse is traditionally does not have online classes. I think this year was the first year where they offered a few courses in some select majors to have online classes. But my freshman through junior year, I do not recall there being an online class. So this is new for Morehouse as a whole. So it's been a an interesting transition, to say the least. I've figured out a way to, you know, to get that work done, but you also have to still connect with your professors, and that might be different, you know, when you're going into office hours to actually connect with your professor and talk to them and try to get that work done. So it has been interesting, to say the least.
You know, Tucker, you've done some work with ESPN. You were talking about the freelance stuff with NBA TV and all that. So you've got some great leads on jobs, and you got a lot of good experience. But how is this impacting job opportunities for you here as you try to get to that graduation and land a nice job?
Yeah, that's also another thing. I was in some final round interviews at a few companies, and those programs that I was applying for now have been postponed until further notice. So it not only put a hold on my graduation, but my career start as well. So this is just something very unique. I know this is a historical time within the country. We've never really seen anything like this in our era, in our generation. But not only me, but I know a lot of my classmates as well, their internships or their job offers have been moved to virtual. So a lot of the guys that I know whose internships or jobs haven't been completely postponed, they're moving to virtual. So really it's an adjustment period for everybody.
You know, right now you're down in Houston. What's been the scene like in Houston? Because I'm here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I only leave the crib, you know, literally like a one day every 8 days to go out for groceries and essentials and stuff like that. Other than the, you know, getting outside and running maybe like two or three miles to get some exercise in. But what is it like, the landscape of Houston? Because Houston's a big city and it's
right.
A lot of people there, man. Is it pretty desolate in terms of like when you go out and the streets are not, you know, full of people anymore? Is it kind of like
It's kind of crazy, and Houston is a big city, and I like to say Texas is an even bigger state. And really, right now, there hasn't been that many people out. I know so far there hasn't been a mandatory stay-at-home order. There is a stay-at-home order, though, and they are encouraging people to stay home. But my mother lives in downtown Houston. We're literally smack dab in the middle of downtown Houston, and it's a ghost town. You see a few cars maybe drive by, and then when night hits, then you really only see the police outside. So it's been pretty quiet, and like you said, Houston is a big city, so people have to drive and have to get on the freeway to get to where they need to be, to get to the store, you know. So people are going to have to be out, but at the same time, people have been, from what I've seen, pretty cautious.
You know, you have met our brother Spike Lee, who's a Morehouse grad before, yes, as I have. You have had the opportunity to meet Vince Carter and Killer Mike and those guys, whatever. But I got to ask you, what was it like meeting Robin Roberts? Good Morning America.
Oh, man. I'm not going to lie. I was starstruck. I don't get starstruck.
You should have been.
In front of too many people, but I was definitely starstruck. And I knew I was in the presence of a legend, and she was so graceful and embracing, and was just giving me, you know, tips about life and how and telling me how to go on. So that was definitely a very, very high point in my journalistic career when I was able to meet Robin Roberts.
Hey, Tucker, man, hey, continued success to you. Congratulations on your upcoming graduation from Morehouse. It is truly an honor to not only be a student at that institution, but to graduate from there. And I'll be tracking you, man. We'll be in touch, and you know, because you're doing big things already. But continued success to you, man.
Thank you so much, Henry, man. I definitely appreciate you bringing me on the show today.
All right, take care. That's Tucker Tool. Give him a follow on Twitter. Tucto on Twitter is spelled T-U-C-H-O-T-O. And like I said before, this kid is a rising star. He's doing big things. The platforms, I mean, everybody knows about ESPN, the Undefeated, NBA TV. But I'm glad that he's holding it down. He's taking care of business, and he's going to graduate, and he's going to be doing big things here in the media business.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.